I brought along tonight a couple of Wesley songs. We already sang one, by the way. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. That was his. And, you know, one of the memories, one of the special things that happened this summer was I got a good idea. They come once in a while. And that was to ask Grace to come to camp during the third period. And she took a meeting for us, and she gave a presentation on Charles Wesley. As I've been saying, it's the 300th anniversary of his birth this year. And so we've been highlighting that, celebrating it. As we said, we celebrated it for him. I remember hearing someone give a little speech on William Shakespeare, and at the end he said, you know, if Shakespeare were alive today, he'd be well over 489 or whatever years old. And then he ended by saying, actually, he's better off. And I'm pretty sure that's true of Charles Wesley. We know for sure that he's with his Lord. But Grace came and taught us a little about Charles Wesley, and we sang many Wesley songs that night. Those of you who were here know what I'm talking about, what a great joy that was. It was a real treat. One of the things we learned, I think I had heard this one before, but one of the things we learned was about that song, Oh for a Thousand Tongues. That was written in celebration of his conversion. Was it the first anniversary? He wrote that song. And that song has umpteen, because I forgot how many teen stanzas. Many more stanzas. We just have five that we sang in the book. But if you come to that poem, you will only get to Oh for a Thousand Tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise as about the seventh stanza. It's all about his conversion before that and his joy in salvation. And then he also said that this is a song to be sung every year on the anniversary of his conversion. So that was one little tidbit, maybe a little more. That was bigger than a tidbit. I really enjoyed that one. And but then we sang this song. Both of the songs that I brought along tonight have to do with the work of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we've been hearing about in these days. And this first one, Grace introduced to us, she gave it a singable tune, something that we're familiar with, at least those of you who know 'Tis Midnight and On Olive's Brow. That's the tune that this goes to. She told us some things about this song that were a blessing to me, and I thought she should perhaps come and tell us something about O Thou Who Camest From Above.
We're celebrating Charles Wesley's 300th, the anniversary of his birth, but you can't really think too long about his life and his ministry without thinking of his brother John as well. For they were together before they were converted. They came to Georgia in the United States here to be missionaries. They were together back in England seeking the assurance of salvation. They understood that Jesus had died for their sins, but they didn't feel that one could know and be assured of that in their lifetime. They thought that that was perhaps a blessing for a chosen few, but it was not something one could know. That's why you had to try very hard. And they were converted, then truly broke through to it, this experience of assurance of salvation within just a few days of one another. And of course, then they went on and worked together in the early days of the Methodist Church, evangelizing throughout the British Isles. And Charles preached as at least as much as John in the first several years. But most of what we know about his ministry has to do with the 9,000 poems he wrote. We don't know all 9,000. And 6,500 of them used as, or suitable to use for hymns. Some years after he began publishing hymns, he released a book. I'm not sure exactly when this was written, but this was in the book. Hymns, 2,000 hymns, where they really were based on scripture passages. this particular song was one of those. And it is based on a verse in Leviticus 6:13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. John Wesley, his brother, said about this song that it expressed his experience from the time that he, from that May 24th, 1738 experience when he testified that his heart was strangely warmed. He said that God kindled a fire in his heart that day that never went out, and that it is described in the first two stanzas of this song. That's been his walk with the Lord throughout his life. Around the time I first discovered this song and began to enjoy it and sing along on a CD with it, I heard a tape of Ravi Zacharias preaching. And he told in his sermon that as a young student, he learned this song. And every day when he'd be out jogging, he'd be reviewing this song and praying it. And he encouraged the young people in his audience that day, take this verse 3, Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee. He said, pray over that. Pray over that until it becomes a reality in your life. And certainly in his life, we can see that God is pleased to answer this prayer.
It's in 4 flats. You don't have one? I'm sorry. Thank you, Grace, for sharing with us and for bringing this special treat and holy prayer into my life. I don't think I had ever noticed it before this summer. O thou who camest from above the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love upon the altar of my heart. We were talking about that a little bit this morning. We're singing about it. I'm so thankful that we can experience that. We've seen others who've lived this way, as Grace said about John Wesley, up into his about 90 years old, right? All the way through, just serving the Lord with all his heart because he loved him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.